Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
8:45, quarter till 9, got a text pops up about it must be an accident on the causeway, completely stopped, and cops and maintenance trucks coming through southbound, so be aware of that. I don't think anything's moving real quick this morning traffic-wise, and we'll keep you updated. Another look at traffic coming in about 5 minutes here on WWL. We thought we'd look ahead to the crawfish crop, see what's going on. Todd Fontenot joins us, LSU Ag Center, area agent for crawfish production. How you doing, Todd?
I'm doing good, and you?
I'm all right. How's the crawfish looking?
Looking pretty good. We're off to a more what we're considering a normal season. Our late summer was much better as far as temperature related and rainfall. We weren't seeing those severe conditions of a lack of rainfall and extreme temperatures that we saw last late summer. So we did get a little dry for parts of late August, September, and parts of October, but nothing compared to last year. So that's normal conditions for the fall. So once producers started flooding up in October, we started seeing female crawfish with young emerging from the burrows, which was a very good sign and a welcome sign. And the young crawfish looked strong and healthy, and our weather conditions have been pretty mild. We're not experiencing, we've had a few cold days, but nothing severe, and water quality is staying really good. So looks like the crawfish are there and growing.
It seems like I identify or remember crawfish season as being primarily in the spring, but has that expanded, or has farming led to any expansion of that? When can we really consider a crawfish season?
Well, definitely. It's definitely more of a spring crop, still considered that. But many of our producers have tried to flood up ponds, in some cases a little earlier. And the crawfish conditions, when good conditions are taking place, the crawfish do grow well. So if that can happen in different areas, particularly further south or southern parishes, and the southern parts of those parishes, they can start getting some production and harvesting a little earlier than as you move a little further north in our growing region. So, a lot of producers do try to take advantage of the better pricing. And so it has most probably tried to start a little earlier. But still, the bulk of the crawfish are going to come in January and into February.
Because I saw a story last week. I've never heard of people eating crawfish for Christmas before. I lived here all my life. Is that starting to happen?
Well, it happens. And, there's boiling places. And not many. I haven't seen many restaurants that are actually serving boiled crawfish yet. Because they really like to wait until they have a good, steady supply. They want to make sure they can satisfy their customers. But there are some boiling spots that are opening up slowly. But as I mentioned, it's typically more in the southern portion of our area of southern Vermilion Parish, for example. they will fish a little earlier, and they are, you know, putting them on the market.
Mm-hmm. Todd, where are you from?
I'm from Evangeline Parish.
Because what I would do if I were you, if you're looking for to maybe make a little side money, I would contact Hollywood. I'm serious about this. I would contact Hollywood or the whoever does Hollywood South in Louisiana, and I would say, look, if you guys want to do a movie that's based here and you want to know what a legitimate, real, honest accent sounds like, and I'm not criticizing you, I admire it, you should call them because that's the real deal that I'm hearing a little bit in your voice. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I guess I'm real. This is where I'm born and raised in Southern Evangeline Parish, and it's home, and I don't know, maybe I'll get my big break one day. I don't know.
I hope so. Do you speak any Cajun French or not?
Not really. I can understand a lot more than I can speak. So,
I bet your parents
spoke
a lot. You
learn it as a kid because my parents and grandparents spoke it and understand it. And when they didn't want us to know what they were talking about, they talked in French. So we tried to learn some so we knew what they were talking about.
I remember
when they were talking about us.
Yeah, right, with some people, and they were talking Cajun French for like back and forth, a heated conversation for like maybe 2 minutes. And then when it was over, there was a pause, and one of them said, "Damn rot." And that I understood, but the rest of it I didn't understand. I always remember that, man. All right, let me take a break. Yeah. We'll come back, talk about it, because I think it's really cool the way, and it's, as I understand it, most of the crawfish that come from Louisiana, it's just such a neat synergistic thing with the rice crop production. We'll talk about all that when we come back. If you got any questions, comments about the crawfish crop this season, Todd Fontenot standing by, ready to answer you in his delightful accent, 504-260-1870. That's the Oconard Jeweler Talk and Text Line. I'll pass them along when we return, 850, 10 till 9, traffic now, WWL. 8:55 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL. The causeway is closed in both directions due to heavy fog and an accident. So that matters. Keep that in mind. The causeway closed as it stands now in both directions due to fog and an accident. And we'll let you know if anything changes when it does. But until further notice, the causeway is closed in both connection and both directions, rather, due to fog and an accident. We're talking to Todd Fontenot, a friend, LSU Ag Center area agent for crawfish production. Somebody texted in about how does the production and this season compare to prices of last season? Thoughts, Todd?
Yes. Okay. Well, definitely crawfish production and the whole industry is most probably one of the few industries that is still really based a lot on supply and demand. So, definitely if we see more crawfish production, which we're anticipating, we're definitely going to see lower prices. Crawfish right now are, lower priced for the producers than they were last year at this time. So, I do believe as production comes in, supply is going to increase, and hopefully there will be a good demand, but I do believe prices are going to be considerably lower than they were last year.
But that being said, people need to realize that crawfish farmers, like everybody else, and I'm not justifying anything, I'm just trying to keep it real like I do, they've been hit by inflation just like anybody else, and to think that crawfish are going to come back to 29 cents a pound, that's never going to happen, right?
Right. The crawfish industry, it's an industry now. It's a business. Mm-hmm. You mentioned something about the producers. Yeah. They've worked it into their farming operations, as with the many of in this area do with their rice production. So everything is done on time. Additional applications of fertilizers are made sometimes to increase their stubble, to get better forage that creates a better food web for the crawfish so they grow better. So, yes, inputs have increased, and with that, the cost of inputs, just like in every other farming operation and a lot of other businesses, inputs have increased. So that makes it more important to get, better production, better yields, and you always need a good price to go along with that to make it you want a business to be profitable.
Todd,
so
let me interrupt for 1 second. We only have 2 minutes left, and if you can talk about how the crawfish business has changed in the last 10 or 20 years, and also about how it follows the rice crop production with farmers.
Right. So we're somewhere in the neighborhood. So our acreage has increased drastically in the last 20 years. We're somewhere around now 400,000 acres of crawfish ponds. About 90% of that is following a rice rotation. So it's rice fields that then become crawfish ponds. That's just the natural rotation. So that has increased drastically in the last 20 years. So our producers are really relying on crawfish to kind of help make ends meet. Rice has not been super profitable the last number of years, but producers still grow it. We still have a market for it. But they've developed this. The crawfish industry has developed as a way to supplement their income. So it's really become a real essential part of the complete farming operation.
However you measure it, has crawfish production consumption gone way up in the last 10, 20 years?
Unfortunately, that's not a number we have a really good handle on. It's something, since I'm in this position, I'd like to try to figure that out better. But yes, definitely, we do know consumption has increased. The expanse of those eating crawfish has increased because we rely on a live market for most of the sales of our crawfish, and we rely on sales out of state. So our region of people eating crawfish has expanded definitely.
Absolutely. Thank you. I appreciate your time, Todd.